Bonnie Dahl joins us on WRCO here in the morning show. Special day coming up this weekend. Woodman and Fenimore celebrating an event. Tell us a little bit about the history of the rail that ran between those two towns, Roddy.
Well, back in 1878, there was a narrow gauge railroad that started here in Woodman and made its way to Fenimore. And it was supposed to service all of the traffic for salespeople, merchandise, just plain passengers. It hauled school kids, milk cattle, everything. And it was the only north-south line in this part of the state. And the main line that came from Milwaukee to the river, to Prairie du Chien, was the east-west line. So in 1878, they finally opened up this small, narrow-gauge railroad. It only had a three-foot-wide track, and they started off to Fenimore with hopes of going to Galena. And within a year or two after that, they changed the tracks from Fenimore to Galena to standard gauge or wide gauge, and they left this little narrow-gauge track alone. And the reason that they left it alone was that they couldn't make the hills going to Fenimore or the sharp corners that they had to make, you know, up along Green River and so on and so forth. At one point, they switched all the cars over to standard gauge and they left us alone. Well, that little train ran for 48 years. It's Wisconsin's longest running narrow gauge railroad. And it ran twice a day, every day, 7 days a week. And Woodman was quite a booming town then. We had three hotels, two railroad depots, because each train line that ended up in Woodman had a different gauge or it was a different company. So you had two different railroad depots, three different hotels, a couple of bars, a couple of lumber yards, two stock yards. The very first Model T Ford car dealership was in Woodman, Wisconsin. And so we're celebrating this year with the Fenimore Railroad Museum, the 100th year since the Dinky Railroad quit making that trip.
Oh, that's outstanding. What are some events to go along with this special day?
Well, Fenimore had a kind of a luncheon up there and have a little movie that they played about the Fenimore's history. And then we got a tour of the Fenimore Railroad Museum. Excuse me. And in Woodman here, we're having arts and crafts, and the Dinky General Store in Woodman is kind of Woodman's version of Fenimore's Railroad Museum. We have a lot of railroad memorabilia here, a lot of things specifically pertaining to the Dinky Railroad, a lot of pictures. We're going to give a tour of the store, the Dinky General Store has 50 different railroad collections in it. And so that's everything from pencil sharpeners to cookie cutters to decanters to puzzles, you name it. There's 50 different railroad collections in there. So that day we've got arts and crafts and farmers market in town, and we have music all day. We have music on Friday night at the Artist's Eye Gallery, and then we have music all day long starting at noon behind the Dinky General Store. And we're all set up for artists, crafters, farmers market people. All of the booths are free, and it's just a fun day. We're serving up pizza and hot dogs and snacks, of course, and it's just a fun day to celebrate railroad history, and specifically railroad history between Fenimore and Woodman.
Oh, that is awesome. Have you figured out all the train songs you're going to sing that day, Roddy, or not?
Not really.
Okay.
A couple of years ago at Dinky Days, we showed an outdoor movie at the end of the day, and we haven't decided whether we're going to do that or not, but we picked out some of those classic railroad movies like Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, sure.
You know, so those are kind of fun, and we are going to read some kids' stories, train stories throughout the day. So on the stage where the music plays, you know, we're going to find a couple times through the day that we can pull one of the children's railroad books off the shelf in the store and read a story. And then we've got a little train that holds about six people at a time, and we're going to give little rides around the parking lot and, you know, around the yard here. So, you know, it's full of train stuff that day.
Lots of trivia, and, you know, a lot of people enamored with trains, Roddy. You know, they had maybe a toy train set as kids and that kind of thing. It brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it?
It really, really does. You know, our goal at one point was to have a train of some sort in every new little business we're trying to get involved in Woodman here. So the Artist's Eye Gallery has a small little train above a display shelf, and the Dinky Store's got a model train actually in front of a diorama of Woodman in the year 1910, and it runs one way up and one way back, you know, so we'll have some model trains running that day for sure.
So give us the timeline, the time frame, Friday and Saturday in Woodman.
Well, Friday night, music and refreshments start at the Artist's Eye Gallery, which is on the 400 block of Main Street. All of the businesses in Woodman are on Main Street. And there will be music there and just refreshments, and the Artist's Eye Gallery is open for people to look at artwork and things like that there. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, we hope that the artists, crafters, and farmers markets will be set up and ready to go. And then our music starts at noon. And I think we have five different artists coming. We have a young man from Crawford County that's been playing a lot lately. His name is River Swigum. And then we have Marty Cena coming. And we have kind of a bluegrass band called Holy Crow. And a young man right from Woodman here, Dakota Bedward, and myself will all be playing on Saturday. And then Friday evening, we've got Dean Olson and Tud Bowden from Platteville, and a kind of a wide variety of different types of music from folk to bluegrass to whatever down at the gallery. So it's a wide variety of music and a wide variety of performers.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Glad we got a hold of you to hear a little history, and we hope people will come out, and all tracks lead to Woodman this weekend.
Right? There you go. Yep. You can come here and toot your horn that day.
There you go. Maybe we'll do that.
Blow your whistle or whatever, yeah.
Thanks,
Ronnie. Really appreciate you helping us out here.
Sounds good, and we'll talk to you when you get ready for your rock and roll reunion this year, too, later on.
That sounds really good, and I still have a 45 I need to drop off for you.
Well, it'll be number one when you drop it off, so
hey,
do that.
Thank you very much.
Ronnie Dull joining us on The Morning Show.